This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable. Talk about some weird stuff. Just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. I am Madman.
I'm 9.
I should change my name to Vengeance.
You should, man. It's very popular right now.
How you doing, Jim?
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm good. I almost spoiled the Batman movie, but I didn't want to.
Oh, you chose not to.
I chose against spoiling the movie.
God. Not to go into that.
Go into whatever, man. We got time.
Well,
we ain't busy.
I'm going to rewatch the new one because the Batman, the new movie.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like it the first time I watched it. And I've had so many people say, dude, how did you not like it? So I'm going to watch it here soon. But I was reading about.
He was just reading, right?
I was just reading, right? And. Do you know who was originally cast to play the Penguin?
No, I don't remember.
Jonah Hill.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that now. I knew there was somebody, but I couldn't remember. And then when you said it, I remembered hearing those rumors back in the day.
Yeah, and he wanted more money than Batman was getting.
Oh, yeah. Well, he ain't worth that. That's stupid. That's stupid on his part.
Yeah, real stupid.
Yeah. And they got
pulled a Nicholson and got points on the back end.
Yeah, especially to play that version of Penguin, who is, I mean, he's in the movie a lot, but not that heavily featured.
Yeah.
And not over not overly penguiny, more realistic penguin.
Yeah, he didn't have like fish feet or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, he didn't have flippers and stuff. That's not gross Danny DeVito penguin. Yeah.
Yeah, the Danny DeVito penguin looked like something that was like on a Nightmare Before Christmas or something.
Well, it's because it's directed by Tim Burton.
Well, it looked just like it
was. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a Tim Burton character. And that Danny Elfman Batman music.
Yeah.
From Oinga Boinga.
Hey, what is up to those of you that are listening to this on Spotify?
Yeah, we're now available to you on Spotify. That means if you like Spotify, you can stay where you are. Or if you never listened to us before because it wasn't on Spotify, now we're with you.
Yeah, I think it will open up a new set of ears that don't already know of us.
I think you're right about that, Matt, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we do we're known for porn that 9 and I made. The Rise Guys Morning Show, which is a show we've done mornings now for 19 years.
Yeah, we are known for that somewhat.
Finally got syndicated and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
They have these little commercials that play, little promos as we call them in the business, and it's where it'll say the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, and then they'll take a clip of something I've said on the show with 9, and then they'll play a clip and so on and so forth. And there's one that's played for a long, long time, and not a lot, but routinely, especially after a recent appearance we did, somebody asked me, what is with that thing where you say, I used to own a dildo company?
Yeah, because you do say that, and I know a lot of people, like our listeners that we've picked up in, since we've been syndicated to Chattanooga, New Orleans, they don't have any idea about the background of that.
Well, it's a loose way to, I owned more than just a dildo company.
Mm-hmm.
I sold pocket blankies.
Yeah.
I sold I mean, you name it.
Which, by the way, the pocket blankie game has come up so much in the sex toy industry in the last few years.
How so? I noticed I used to own a dildo company.
Well, it's like the those gifts that I've been given by the fine folks at Adam and Eve when we do stuff with them for business. Mm-hmm. Like, those things are not what you imagine. They're incredible. One of them's got a suction cup on it. So next time I get real mad at somebody, like, here's what I could do. If I get, like, if you do something to make me real mad, you could walk out of work one day, and I'll be standing out there blanking your car. It's got a suction cup. I can just hook it right up.
You could also maybe use it as in some kind of toilet emergency.
Yeah, probably. It looks like a spaceship thermos kind of thing. But yeah, like if my neighbor made me mad, he could get home from work one day, and I'd be out in his yard just blanking his house. Getting nothing about it.
They could repackage that as for people who have problems with constipation.
Yeah, they could. They could. I can't find who we.
Yeah. Oh, hell, I just pulled out my small intestine.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. No, the suction cup don't work that way. It's the other way. You can stick it on stuff. So that's why I said I could stick it to, like, if you made me mad, I'd stick it to your car, and I'd be blinking your car when you walked out.
But that means you, how?
Because the toy would be attached to the side of your car.
But the joke's on you. You're outside having anal sex with my car.
No, it's just regular.
Oh, and what?
It's just regular sex with your car.
What am I putting it? And what is that thing going
in? It's in the toy, which is attached to your car via suction cup.
But you're backing up on it?
No, I'm not. I'm going forwards at it. Like this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just went Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why I was saying it's the pocket blankie industry that has increased so much.
You
not
didn't
the
say
other.
Pocket blank. You said pocket blankie. That's
yeah,
right.
I said pocket blankie.
That's the one that they gave you that's modeled after a famous porn star's vagine.
Yeah, they gave me that other one. They gave me various ones, yeah.
Various other ones.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Like you didn't start collecting them.
I have three now. I have a collection of these things now.
Wait a minute.
I have the one that's the Sasha Gray model. Then I have the one that looks like something from a lab. And then I have the one that looks like a spaceship thermos.
The one that looks like something from a lab. What did it look like when it came out of the box?
It's like lab equipment is what it looks like.
Is it something you plug in or battery? Do you charge them?
You can. They're rechargeable via USB. Yeah.
Like they. You, I mean,
like
they,
phone charger, not lightning, but regular USB.
You can use them. Like, they'll vibrate.
Yeah, they do stuff.
Okay.
They work on it.
Yeah. Have you ever laid a couple out at the same time?
I have not,
okay,
no.
I was going to say, that'd be...
That's too
that's
much.
That's where it goes weird.
Yeah, I'm not that ambitious about it, you know? It's about efficiency for me. Like, man, this is way faster, and, like, I don't have to watch something I don't want to watch on TV after.
God.
I don't mind making my own sandwich. This is fine.
Do you ever talk to it?
No.
Be honest. You ever put it on your forehead and mess with the dogs?
No,
Oh my God!
I keep that away from them.
Oh no! Daddy got shot in the forehead.
Yeah.
Oh my Lord!
It's fun.
Yeah, it's come a long way.
It has.
Really
it
has.
Yeah.
But also
yeah,
the industry as well.
It has. But yeah, you used to own a company, and you really did own a company that sold adult novelties, sex toys,
dildos, and,
whatnot.
Yeah, man. Like everything. Like even books. Like. It showed you positions and moves.
Yeah, like instructional Blu-rays and stuff?
Yeah.
DVDs?
See, nowadays, I don't know what they call them nowadays. I don't even know if it's, you know, maybe they have them and I'm just not been invited to them.
Maybe.
But yeah, they would call them surprise parties. And that's just because silly white women, usually, they didn't want to say, hey, I'm having a dildo party Friday
yeah.
night.
Oh,
come
yeah.
to the house.
Yeah.
It's called a surprise party, wink, wink, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I think occasionally they would invite someone that maybe they didn't like or they wanted to, you know, mess with a little bit and not tell them what it was
yeah.
for.
Yeah, don't tell them they're going to get a penis straw.
There's dinglings everywhere and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, there's some junk for you.
Yeah.
You were the junk man in a different sense.
In a way. I was more of the CFO of.
Oh, okay.
There was a lady that she was already involved in the industry.
Yeah.
She was not molded after anything like
okay.
that.
Okay.
She was in the sales part of it.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, you know, it might make a good idea if we do this thing. So I would order all the dildos and all the stuff. And
mm-hmm.
that's the weird
the
thing.
Plugs and stuff.
Is,
did you sell a bunch of plugs? I think people have gotten more into that since then.
I think
it's gotten way more popular.
Way more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either that or, you know.
All of them. And they're that. You know, all yeah. of it. All of it. Way more popular for some reason.
But
I ain't complaining.
It was mainly a women's industry, meaning, bless you.
Excuse me, sorry.
Meaning like when you think about sex toys, you generally would think about, you know, that dildo or the vibrator.
The old school plastic ones, man. Like the ones that I used to play with as a kid.
What?
You know.
Unsupervised
kids. So I'd be running around and digging in people's dresser drawers and stuff because I'm a nosy kid, home by myself, unsupervised. And I'd pull these, I'd find vibrators and stuff. And I'd pull them out, turn them out, throw them at my buddies and stuff.
Yeah.
And they'd throw them back at me, and we'd all run away. But then I'd have to go pick them up and put them back, or else they'd know he was playing with the vibrators.
Didn't you say one time, though, you thought it was a thermometer?
That's a big thermometer. No, but I did try to baste a turkey with one.
Didn't somebody, wasn't it Fat Boy that said, Fat Boy, a producer on the Rise Guys morning show, didn't he go to a thrift store or something and see one, like, in a toy bin?
Maybe. I don't recall. Yeah. But it seems plausible. It seems like he might have put it there, knowing his ass.
I'm going to make a donation. Slightly used.
I'm going to make a deposit.
Plato's closet didn't want it. so she. It was mainly a thing, like I said, where women get together. They'd have cocktails.
Yeah.
And they would have little finger foods.
Little finger foods.
Wordplay? Finger foods. Finger foods. And cocktails.
Finger bangers and mash, guys.
And then they would she would go and present, you know, all the different things, and not using them on herself or anything.
No, like no.
But just, you know, now they did. She did offer the option of with videos, like if you had a, you know, DVD player, she'd show clips of them in action.
Did they ever walk out with like a bunch of chicken fingers on a platter and say, "Hey, may I finger you?" Oh, hang on.
Where was that?
I don't know.
Just were we hanging out on for a break?
No. I thought my mic was off, but the lights just burned out.
Oh, okay. Let me know when we need to take.
Yeah, I'll let you know, because I'm gonna have to actually go take a break. When we take a break in a minute.
No, that's fine.
That's why I've been dancing.
Oh, okay.
I've just been real turned on talking about your sex toy company.
Ooh.
No, I do love talking about your sex toy company, though. It's a fun time.
Well, so I would have all the, I would order all the stuff. She would let me know, like, hey, these are trending right now. These sold a lot. Yeah.
Lube is popular. Flavor like pineapple lube and stuff, man.
I mean, that stuff, you know, they said, hey, if you get any of this in your mouth, maybe don't swallow it, but I'll tell you.
But the flavored ones are meant to be, like, tasted and in your mouth.
I ran out of sweet and sour mix one time making a Midori sour.
Yeah.
I squirted a little bit in there.
Well, if you ever had peach tea at my house, it wasn't real peaches.
No.
It was lube. One thing was lube.
Oh, yeah. It's not bad.
No.
So I'd have all that stuff, and then I would go and I'd separate it. So I have this picture. It's actually a Polaroid picture of me sitting on a bedroom floor at the old house there in Easley. And I'm literally, there's like dildos like surrounding me.
Sex toys everywhere.
Yeah.
I remember at one point, the ones you kept at your home, you had a closet full. You had a closet full, and at Christmas time, you'd pull out stocking stuffers literally from your closet.
I did. Well, yeah.
A closet full of sex toys. This man's a freak, y'all. He's a freak. He's got a round bed with leopard sheets on it. He's a freak.
I did not have a round bed.
I'm just making it into Boomhauer from King of the Hill, because he's always having sex in his round bed.
Giggity. I'll go to what you just mentioned there. After the dildo company disbanded, I did have a lot of supplies left over.
Yeah, you did. The closet full.
And so I would routinely give them away as little prank gifts, or give them to people that I knew were like, you know, had a little pent-up aggression.
Gag gift, so to speak.
Uh-huh. And so one that was very famous was this one. How big would you say? I would say
the showstopper?
Yes.
Oh, it was a good 18 inches, I'd say.
And probably the girth of like your typical...
It's about big around my forearm, man.
Well, they can't see that.
I know, but, you know, you can imagine.
But like a liter drink bottle.
Yeah.
About like that.
Yeah, yeah. Remember those 1 liter drink bottles?
And it had a suction cup on the bottom.
It did.
And it had some...
Had some powerful suction to it.
So that thing, I don't... who did I get? I gave it to Paige.
You gave it to Paige. Man, that thing stuck around forever. Do you mind if we take a break before we get into the stories about that thing and where it's been?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break then right now.
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, now would be a good time to mention this before we get back to that big, huge dildo, is follow us on social media. You can find me on most of your social media touch points, at O'Maffew. That is O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
Yeah, man. You can find O'Maffew. Me on, you can find me on them, too. I got various usernames here and there.
Well, hit it.
You find me at Nueve on Twitter, 9 from TRG on Snapchat, 9 rules on Instagram. I don't check that much, so you send me a message, you're going to be stuck. Yeah, that's an inbox that I feel bad about because people send me stuff and I don't ever see it.
Yeah.
Like 3 weeks later, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
And also with this podcast, if you like it, go on and you know, whatever you listening to it on, I don't know if you heart it or thumb up it or whatever.
However you like it.
Whatever you do.
Like.
And share it with your friends.
Yeah, share the thing around. Tell people about it. If you like it, then maybe they will too. Yeah. Don't be scared they're going to make fun of you for liking something. I mean, they probably will, but you know, don't worry about it.
Now, speaking of thumbs, back to that big, huge dildo.
That thing was huge. And, it's been around town.
Yeah, it has. It had the suction cup on the bottom, so I gave it to Paige, and then I borrowed it back from her. I said, hey, we want to – I think I gave it to someone else as like a hood gag gift. But at one point, it made it to Nine's former home, what we called the party place in downtown Greenville.
Yeah, and it stayed there for a little while. I mean, it lived with me for a bit. Me and my old roommate, Moai, we would hide it from each other in all kind of places.
Well, I remember the day that it left your house.
Yeah, I do too, man. I'll never forget. It was going to a child's birthday party.
It was.
But
that, it was my child. I don't mind saying it. It didn't make it into that.
No, it didn't make it to the party. But my roommate, Moai, he was dressing up as Batman for this particular birthday party. And he was leaving to go do the Batman thing, which meant he was going to shower and primp and get ready for about an hour and a half. So I had time to sit around and think about something to do to him.
Yeah. And, well, what you did was you took that thing and stuck it on the back of his vehicle.
I did. He had an SUV, a Dodge Durango at the time, so I took it and stuck it on the back window.
This was before he turned it into a U.
Yeah, yeah. No, that wasn't the same one. This was after the U one.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, he had the U-shaped one, then he got the Durango after that.
Yeah, that thing had been in an accident. You could tell by if you were behind it, it looked like it was going sideways.
No, the frame was completely, it was U-shaped.
It looked like somebody wrapped it around a tree.
A telephone pole from the sideways.
Whatever how you did it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's going from, you know, I don't know how far it was, but a good distance with that thing stuck to the back of his car, just flapping back and forth.
Now, he noticed it when he got out on the interstate. We live right by Interstate 385 coming out of Greenville, South Carolina, right out of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Like a city street just becomes the interstate, widens up, and there you go, leaving town. So we live right off of that, right where it started pretty much. So he had to go up the block, take a right on the highway, and there he goes. So he noticed it when he got on the highway and got going good, this thing bouncing relentlessly on the back window the whole time.
Probably was just like,
oh yeah, he had
flapping back and forth.
He had a mark.
He had a flat tire.
For months afterwards, he didn't wash, you know, he washed his car all the time, but he didn't wash this off because he thought it was funny, but he had the print from the testicles of the sex toy bouncing down against his window.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it looked like he had a mushroom stamp on both sides of the window.
No, it didn't do that, but he had definitely the print and the outline of the shape.
Yeah, but so from there, I don't know how it resurfaced, this big, huge
Goliath of a thing. When it came back to the radio station or how.
Yeah, but it's back here in the, I believe it's on your desk now.
I think it is, or in somebody's office chair one.
Every once in a while, I'll lay it in our producer Fatboy's chair, just hoping he'll walk in there and not look and just sit right down.
It's always the hope, but he hasn't, to my knowledge, unless... Unless he just didn't tell us about it. yeah, man, I've had that thing. When I lived with Mike and we would hide it from each other, dude, you'd go to do laundry, it'd be in the dryer. You'd open up the microwave, open up the oven.
Did it ever end up in the refrigerator?
Yeah, it was in the fridge. It was in pillowcases.
Oh, my God.
It was under the covers on the bed. You'd pull back the shower curtain, and there it was on the wall.
You know how kids do the flip bottle thing? Like, did y'all ever sit there bored and just sit there and somebody wet down the suction cup up and you just tried to flip it in there and land it?
Oh, yeah.
I have a buddy. Fun. They should put that in the Olympics. They put skateboarding in.
A buddy of mine who did that one time recently, like a year or so ago, and I'll never forget it because the only time I've ever seen it, he stood at our buddy's bar and he chucked a dildo across the room, end over end, just flipping in slow motion. It hit with the suction cup right on the glass door and boom, it stuck right to it perfectly.
See, that would be amazing. That's another option.
It's like an Olympic sport.
You know how all the rage is axe throwing. Yeah. Why not try something with that and call it dick's throwing?
Far less dangerous than giving drunk people axes and beer.
Dick's throwing with an axe.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something to that.
That's better than that jousting reality show used to be on the History Channel. I wish they'd bring back.
Jousting,
yeah.
They should do
Canadian.
Forged by steel or whatever
forged
that is.
Forged in fire?
Yeah. Make dildos out of that.
Yeah. I don't know about that, though.
Yeah, that could hurt. Uh-uh. They do them out of glass, though. Yeah, yeah. That was and again, this was 10 plus years ago.
Oh, yeah.
They were just then coming out with the ones that were made of glass that they tell you not only were their dishwasher safe, odd, but also microwave safe.
You can warm it up a little bit.
Warm it up, Chris.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so it's not cold.
About to.
those were really popular there because they were the new hot thing back then.
Literally.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that very well.
But, so she said.
You know, now they have a ring with a camera on it.
Like, let's say, you know, how they have certain cell phones you can take underwater.
Yeah.
Is that one? Like, they have it at a doctor's office?
It's like a GoPro blank ring. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
What if it popped off?
I don't know, man. I don't know, but it's just a blank ring with a camera built in.
What's to watch there?
I don't know. I've never seen that POV.
Man, that's just my own personal thing. That's weird.
You stuff wearing a GoPro. It is weird.
But not like where it's that. It's this part. No?
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
Golly, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Made by Kodak.
Uh-huh.
Man, oh, man. Well, so I was giving her leads, right, because it was my business. And basically what it was is it was a 50-50 split she and I did. I'd buy all the product, and then we'd split the profits, and then she was obviously commissioned to try to sell all these at these parties.
Oh, yeah.
Well, after I gave, she said, hey, so-and-so, Tony and Ezekiel are wanting to have a dildo party and have couples there, and they want you to come to the party. And I was like, are they going to have any alcohol? And she's like, yes, okay. So that really helped because dudes were coming to the party.
Oh, yeah.
With their girls. Yeah. Before, it was just women, and it made everybody less, you know, stiff, for lack of a better term.
You're losing everybody up a little bit.
Yeah, and, you know.
That's what those stories do. They're losing you right on up.
Have you a few drinks and this, that, and all this stuff. It got to be where I was having to do a lot of them, and it wasn't fun at all.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine it gets old.
I liked it better when I was just doing the, like, buying the dildos, the lube, the plugs, the Canadian crippler balls.
Yeah, all the Benoit, all the various toys and accoutrements.
Yeah, and like straight up pornos, like, you know, they'd call them romantic porn.
Yeah.
And I never watched any. I don't know if they showed full-on insertion or if it was like Skinamax stuff. Sold a good bit of those.
It was more of that stuff geared towards ladies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, hey, I'm not pulling out of the business. I'm going to pull back on going and doing the parties.
Never pull out.
She didn't like that very much at all because she knew, and this isn't me gloating, but it was like she knew that she was making more of the 50-50 split when I would go to do the things.
Yeah, you're making more money off of you going.
So she's like, well, I want more of a percentage. And I was like, bull crap, I'm taking all the risk here by buying all these dildos.
Yeah.
Lord knows what my mailman was thinking. You know? I'd go to Sam's. Because my thing was, when you buy these, you know, a lot of them you charge now, but a lot of them back then were, and they still do, battery operated.
Yeah, another more rechargeable USBs. You go into Sam's for batteries and stuff, buy
my,
in bulk?
My gimmick was, yes, you buy one that needs a battery, I'm going to give you a battery. Because when you get home, you want to use it. You don't have to run back to the C store.
No, no, and pay way too much for batteries.
So I had all these batteries. And then, so anyway, the business came to a an end, and I kind of got royally screwed because the last party, for I said, okay, you just keep the cash portion,
yeah,
and I will take all the credit card receipts and handle all that. Well, it didn't go quite so well because all that. Anyway, I don't want to get litigious here.
Yeah.
Or sounding like somebody else could. But, yeah, it just ended because it was a pain in the ass. And it wasn't what I wanted to do. I wanted to do less. I don't want to go do more.
Yeah, you think it's going to be this cool thing, but then they want people. It's weird. People want to get you more and more involved.
I mean, that's nice. Look, there'll be a one day in like 50 years where I'm going to be like, God, I wish I could go do dildo parties now.
But when you own a company, you never want to get more, progressively more involved. You like to become progressively less involved, seems to be the goal.
But it was really fun at the beginning.
Yeah, I
was,
can like, imagine.
You know, partying and also like making.
Oh, we're out drinking and having us a good time and it's fun. It's going, ooh, sexy.
You did. You came to one.
Yeah, I went to one.
It was fun.
Wasn't bad at all.
Yeah, it was a fun little thing. I mean, because especially like if you're a single guy going to those. And I'd only let those come to the party by VIP invitation
only.
Yeah,
be invitation only, yeah.
But, like, if you did, man, like, women would get there all horned up, and guys, too, and it just worked out well. But that's really the story of me owning, formally owning a dildo company. But
an, really, emporium can, an emporium of sex toys.
Yeah, and just, God, so just. But then when we went, Adam and Eve, been there several times, obviously. Yeah.
It's always fun. It brings back old memories. You always got questions for
them. I know. I'm shocked by what the options are now. Like those ones that literally look like the penis of a dragon.
Yeah, man. The industry is wild. But there's always got to be something new. So it's just the progression of it, you know?
Predict the future of sex toys. What will we see next, Jimmy? You've called a lot of this Wall-E stuff that we're seeing now.
The future is clearly in artificial intelligence sex robots. That's where it's going.
Yes.
Artificial intelligence will take over that industry in a big, big way in the next few years.
See, that one of the things in the goodie bag they gave me at Adam and Eve was this one gimmick that I could put it on my doohickey, and then she would have a thing that I don't know if you lay it on it or whatever.
Yeah.
And it hooks up to an app, and I could sit there and go to town on her via an app, and she'd do the same to me.
Yeah, man.
It's like, okay, that's good if I'm like in the war or working on the other side of the country. But if it's that, I'm going to drive over there. I ain't going to sit there and wear my.
Yeah.
They should be used to wearing their fingers out. Not
that seems to be better for people cheating, you know, live with somebody else, but they're trying to hook up. That seems better for that than people who just can.
Yeah.
If there's something preventing you from blanking, then you use that.
That's certainly the, and I think also it's already here, but like the VR world, that's just waiting to explode.
Oh yeah, and that falls right in with the artificial intelligence aspect of it. Yeah,
yeah, because it's going to be where the physical touch is gone. It's going to be more of a pheromone release. It's going to be more of a visual stimulation.
It's going to be Judge Dredd sex, where they wear those helmets and don't touch.
Oh, I never saw it.
Yeah.
Should I see it?
Yeah.
That was Steve Sly Stallone?
Yeah, back in the early 90s, like 93, 94, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
You should check it out. It's a good movie.
I was thinking of his brother, the fashion designer,
Frank.
Steve Stallone.
Oh, wait a minute, Frank.
Yeah. Jimmy.
Yes, man.
That's the story.
Yeah, it is, man.
And
that
I'm
is the story.
Sticking to it.
You should. That's a good story. I'm glad we got to talk about that because I'm sure a lot of people have been wondering about it.
Yeah, and for those of you that were not wondering about it, well, there you go.
Yep.
That's the story.
And Matt's still sticking to it.
Next week, we'll tell you about
the suction cup.
Nine's ant farm.
Yeah, we will.
He was growing ants for those uncles out there who'd lost their ants.
I grew both the ant vibs.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
If you enjoyed the podcast, please share it, like it, and all that stuff. And we'll be back next time with another episode of
After Hours with the Rise Guys. Thank you much.
Thank you.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.